listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Ben, look at this display. It's a map of the trade routes in the Late Bronze Age, around 1300 BCE. You have tin from Afghanistan, copper from Cyprus, amber from the Baltic, all meeting in these huge palace economies in Greece, Egypt, and the Hittite Empire. It looks so modern.
It was. We think of globalization as a recent phenomenon, but this was the world's first truly interconnected international system, a network of superpowers linked by trade, diplomacy, and a shared elite culture. They wrote letters to each other, they had royal marriages. It was a thriving, glittering world.
And that's what makes what happened next so terrifying. For anyone unfamiliar, the Late Bronze Age was this incredible high point for civilizations across the Eastern Mediterranean. But then, around the year 1200 BCE, in the space of a single generation, it all came crashing down. The great Hittite Empire vanished. The Mycenaean palaces in Greece burned to the ground. Cities were abandoned. Trade routes ceased, and entire civilizations forgot how to write.
It was a collapse so complete that historians call the following period a Dark Age. It's one of the greatest mysteries in archaeology, and it raises a chillingly relevant question for our own interconnected world. How did the first globalized world collapse?
The traditional answer you often hear in documentaries is a simple one. Invaders, a mysterious group of raiders called the Sea People.
Right, and that's our first key point. The Sea Peoples are part of the story, but they aren't the whole story. Egyptian records do describe epic battles against a confederation of seafaring invaders who attacked their coastline, but blaming them for the entire collapse is like blaming the vultures for the death of an animal that was already dying of thirst and disease. The Sea Peoples were more likely a symptom or an accelerant of the collapse, not its root cause.
So if they just kicked a door that was already rotting, what caused the rot in the first place?
This is where modern science has changed everything, and it's our second point. This wasn't a single event, but a systems collapse. The very interconnectedness that made the Bronze Age world so rich also made it incredibly fragile. Think of it like a Jenga tower. Each block is a different part of the system: climate, trade, politics, agriculture. For centuries, the tower is stable, but then you start pulling out a few key blocks at once.
And what were those blocks? What started the wobble?
The first and perhaps most important block was climate change. Pollen and lake bed analysis have shown that a severe, multi-decade drought hit the entire region right around 1200 BCE. Widespread drought means catastrophic crop failures. Crop failures mean famine.
And famine leads to social unrest.
Exactly. This is the next block. The Bronze Age palace system was very top-heavy. A tiny elite of kings and priests controlled all the wealth and food distribution. When the food runs out, the starving peasants and workers have nothing to lose by rising up and burning the palace down. We see archaeological evidence of this: destruction layers at major sites that look more like internal rebellions than foreign invasions.
So you have climate change causing famine, which causes internal revolts. The tower is definitely shaking now.
Now pull another block: trade. The bronze that gave the era its name is an alloy of copper and tin. Copper was relatively common, but tin was incredibly rare and had to be imported from as far away as modern-day Afghanistan. When you have famine and rebellion at home, these complex long-distance trade routes break down. No tin means no bronze. No bronze means you can't make elite weapons for your armies or tools for your farmers. The technological basis of your entire civilization is gone.
And into this perfect storm of drought, rebellion, and technological breakdown, now come the Sea Peoples.
They were likely a mix of migrants, displaced people, and opportunistic raiders, all set in motion by the same climate-driven chaos. They didn't attack a strong, stable world. They swept through a region already hollowed out by cascading failures. It's a chilling lesson from history. A complex system doesn't need a single mighty blow to fall. A few key supports, all removed at once, can bring the entire structure down.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.